And that's all we want to do is ride our bicycles. Hey, it's Robert. How's everybody doing today? I hope well. It's been a little while, been a little MIA for a couple reasons. Number one, it's summertime. I'm actually out there riding my bike. Secondly, I'm testing everything I've got to test. And I've just been out and about. And then all of a sudden, boom, I got that cold. And then I was down and I had no voice. Every time I was going to sit down and start recording, I had no voice. It was done. It was gone. I have no idea where it went. So anyways, yeah, I'm going to try to finish up a bunch of our sea otters. I know sea otters like been so long ago and the shows of bits and pieces have gotten out. I'm going to finish up all the interviews from that today. So you're going to have a really jam-packed show of a lot of interviews, a lot of product. And then I'm going to get into actually some of the product itself, is actually the testing of the products that we've had, and so on and so on. So we're going to get the show back on the road. Now I've got some time, so you know, do me a favor. And yes, we're going to be in podcast at Radio for All. But of course, killradio.org is where it is constantly in rotation. So you'll be able to listen to everything in rotation 24/7. It's probably playing twice a day. So, you know, take a look at killradio.org, and we have a real good eclectic mix of shows for you to listen to. And, you know, just have a good time with it. I mean, if you really like podcasts and things like that, of different podcasts in different areas, it's the way to go. So killradio.org is where we've been going. And until that decides to run out, you know, you never know. The era of live radio is actually sadly going away. It's kind of getting hard and hard. But Bike Sport Radio will still be there in one form or another. And we're looking at some other options now. I'm actually looking at starting to do live video recordings once I can set up a studio and, you know, have something cool to look at besides, you know, a dreary wall or some sheet across the back of the room. But I might just do that anyway, just for the hell of it, right? Anyway, so we're going to get into all the excitement we have today, and kind of a mixed bag of show here. So we're going to work around day two of Sea Otter here and see where we go. And I think the very first thing we're going to go into is our friends at BikeTube. And BikeTube has some really cool product, and they had some really great, they have a lot of these little knickknacks and stuff that are really useful when you're actually out there riding in the real world. And, you know, the cool thing is prices are right, and the product is awesome. Actually, though, before we get into this, I got to do a little bit of marketing. Yours truly, Robert here, Bike Sport Radio. I am putting on a four-hour endurance race out there in beautiful California City. Now, where's California City? Remember back in the 80s, if you're my age, you'll remember seeing the ads for, oh, come buy land out in Cal City and da-da-da-da-da. Well, it's actually, if you're into dirt biking, you kind of already know where this place is. It's just north of Mojave, about 20 miles north of Mojave, off of the 14 on the way to Mammoth. So this is off the 3, not quite the 395 yet. It's still the 14 through that area. It's before you hit Jawbone. And Cal City actually is kind of a hidden treasure of area. It's got a lot of different variety of terrain. So a friend of mine who owns property up there, and we do some off-road races and stuff, he says, hey, you know, I've been wanting to do a mountain bike race up here. And I said, well, here's the thing. Busy schedule, really hard, so we got to come up with something that's going to be really different. And here we go. A four-hour endurance night race. So you can do it solo, or you can do it with a team, however you want to do it. Only two-man team. We're not going crazy with five, six-man teams, whatever. But a two-man team, two-person team, and or solo. And we're going to have a night race. So it's going to start about 6, 6:30. Twilight start. And we're going to go for 4 hours. And the goal is to finish in the dark. So get out those lights, start getting them charged. We got about a six-mile course and a good solid terrain to ride on. And we can adjust it all the way up until race day. So we know where all the hard ground is, so it's not soft sandy, but we're going to give, you know, give you some challenges here and there. A couple of little rock climbs are going to make you work. But like I said, you should get about two laps in the daylight before it starts getting dark, before the light goes down. Maybe even three if you're really quick. But anyways, yeah, so, and you gotta excuse me, every once in a great while you might sneak in that little cough, but I got the cough button going on here. So anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into our recordings here, and the very first one we're going to talk to is our friend at BikeTube.
All right, so you guys heard me talk about the Bike Tube products on the air, and I was really raving over their mini pump, which is an amazing little mini pump. Well, you know, these guys, these great thinkers, don't stop. They keep coming up with new stuff. And one of the things they came up with was this really cool tool called the CO Tool. Yes, you heard that right. And we'll let him explain a little more about what that's all about.
Okay, so the CO Tool is our first folding tool, and in keeping with everything we do, we want it to be having to do with air in your tires. And so CO Tool has a CO2 inflator, and it's integrated with 10 multi-tool. And the whole tool is chrome plated, so it's very resistant to corrosion, and has the essential, you know, Torx and Allen wrench and screwdriver fittings that you would use on a bike.
And it's also, it's a great, it's compact, really small. You probably even lose it in your pack if you're not careful with it. But it's amazing. That way I have everything in one place. The inflator, I don't have to go digging for it in my pouch. And, you know, even if I was using the Bike Tube sock, I mean, I shouldn't lose my parts. But, you know, it happens. They wiggle themselves free sometimes. And then you also mentioned something else you got, your new big floor pump you got out here.
Yeah, so the air handler floor pump we brought out last year about this time. And the nice things about that floor pump is that the base is 9 inches wide and it's steel, so it gives a lot of stability to the pump. I'm sure you've been frustrated with pumps falling over. And then the gauge, we paid a lot of attention to having an accurate gauge. So it's accurate to within 2%, which is what you would find on a pump that costs several hundred dollars. But our pump is priced at $50. The barrel is a polished aluminum, and the handle we've made to be very comfortable using a Kraton rubber grip, similar to what you'd find on a mountain bike.
And I will tell you that I was just handling the pump, and no, don't get your minds out of the gutter, because I know how you people are on this radio, on this show. But anyways, that pump is really solidly built. There's no flex. It's stable. It's really clean design. The gauge is easy to see, and it's in there. Now, you have another pump coming that's not here right now, but that's the big one we want to talk about.
Right. So a lot of people ask us about pumping up tubeless tires and getting that blast of air that will seat the bead onto the rim. And so we've worked with another company and developed a floor pump that works similar to our current one, but it also has a separate canister that you can charge up to 260 PSI. And then flip the switch, and it'll seat basically any size tire onto the rim, and then you can proceed from there.
Awesome, great. And that one's going to retail for what?
We haven't set the retail yet, but it's going to be in the neighborhood of $100.
Not bad for a pump that will seat a tubeless tire out here in the middle. If you're unfortunately don't have a compressor or whatever, it's the way to go. It's definitely cheaper than a compressor.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get it under 100, but we'll see how it goes.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to keep the lights on and the roof over the head.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And the function is amazing to me. It's a very solid pump, and it's got also the smart head, which will adapt to a Schrader or a Presta valve instantaneously.
Without having to switch heads or chain it. That's awesome. Love it. Love it. Everything's going well here. You got lots of tubes. The bands are just... It's just such a, like, man, why didn't I think of that thing? You know, keep your tube wrapped up, the sock to keep the abrasion resist down when they're in the pack. They're great. Awesome the stuff. Like I said, he had a holiday package going on. I know I shared it because it was a great deal. You get all this stuff thrown in for a great price. So hopefully he comes up with another one soon for the summer holidays.
Thank you very much. Greetings from Sea Otter.
All right. Thanks, Stephen, for everything.
All right, so yeah, that's my friend Steve at Bike Tube. Hey, you get rusty when you're doing this, though. Anyway, so yeah, he had some really cool stuff going on, and sorry for that blast. I'm going to adjust all that stuff when I get back here. I'm kind of messing with some new settings on some sound and things, so I want to make sure that I'm getting out there nice and clear, and I'm trying to cut back on background noise and stuff like that. You know, it's only in the hundreds, you know, right now outside here in LA. So, you know, it's kind of, I got to have the air conditioner on, period. So if you hear that little hum in the background, it's the AC on. Anyway, I'm working on tuning all that crap out. You know how it goes. So anyways, so that was BikeTube, and check out their stuff. And that tool, that CO tool, was really cool because, and I mean, that thing was some quality equipment right there. Had the CO2 head on it, had some multi-tools on it. So yeah, you know, you don't have to fiddle with having to deal with finding all the tools to get the job done. So here's the next one I really want to go to. And, you know, being in LA and the hit and run capital of America, it seems, you really got to be seen. And, you know, it's like, yeah, you can go buy all the reflective gear. And don't get me wrong, I love all my stuff, especially like my AeroWear jackets and things like that. But sometimes I don't necessarily have those out for whatever reason. I'm using something a little more incognito or whatever, but I still want to have that reflectiveness. And the company's come up with a way to add reflectiveness to your product. It's called Brilliant Reflective. And let's see if this guy's going to play on time. There we go.
All right, making the rounds and meeting people. And here I've got Chuck from Brilliant Reflective. And we know that it's important to be seen, but it's not always easy to be seen. So Chuck's making the job just that much easier, right?
Yep. Anything you can do to be seen out there is just that much better. And lights are great. Reflective is really important too. So.
And one of the things he's offering here is a couple of different ways to actually add reflectorized striping to your existing materials, your existing stuff. Not every single jacket. For example, I'm wearing a jacket here, and one of my biggest issues with it is I don't have enough reflective on this, and I usually write in a lot of low light. And I'm always like, how can I add more? I think I found it, and this is it. You have a couple of different options here. I know you're handing out little stickers. What are your other options as well?
Yes, so we offer two different types of our high brightness colorized reflective. That's all made with 3M Scotchlite reflective material. The colorization of it allows it to blend in or accent whatever you put it on, but we've come up with a way to still maintain the high brightness of it, pretty much the same as silver. So we've got a stick-on version. It's great for like bikes, helmets, backpacks, shoes, kids, dog leashes, all kinds of stuff.
I love kids. Stick it on the kid, send him out in the field.
Put it right on the kid. And that product's going to stay on whatever you put it on until you want to take it off. You can remove it, though, if you want to. It will sometimes come off in the wash, and for that we've got our other option here is our low temperature activated iron-on. It's got a 50 wash test, so it's permanent whatever you put it on. The low temperature activated adhesive allows you to put it on pretty much any type of material and not ruin it, and it does have a high stretch, which helps with the...
I was going to say, yeah, because you know, a lot of the, like, this is one of those, you know, tech jackets here, and it's like it stretches, you know, so it's like as long as it meets. So it's the same kind of crossover material. This is great. This is awesome. So, and you sell it in packs right now. You get a basic pack of how many come into each piece?
Yep, you get 30 square inches per pack. It's cut up into different sizes, but then you can cut it up yourself to whatever size you want. And
okay. And awesome. And then your coloring, you said you have like some basic colors. Like I see a bluish. Is this like blue, black, purple, red? Where's the high-vis yellow that everybody always wants?
So yeah, that's what we do. We're really pushing the how you can doesn't have to look high-vis, but it still maintains the high visibility.
And then, so what is a packet? Let's say you got the 30 square inches. Then these are all pre-cut shapes, or are these strips right now?
Those are strips. So if you on the package, it has a little diagram of what it's cut up exactly. And the, between the iron-on and the stick-on, they're cut a little differently.
Okay, so now what is the package run retail-wise?
Yeah, MSRP on these packs is $14.95. We are selling them for $10 a pack here with a little buy two, get one free special. Just
Well, if you give my listeners like a week to get in, give them a little code, maybe Sea Otter something or other, we'll work on that, and maybe we can get some people in here to buy. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. It definitely adds to our thing. And I'm, you know, down in LA where, you know, hit and run capital of the country.
Definitely.
And we need all the visibility we can get. And it's definitely an important thing. But here's the thing, like you can add this to your really comfortable, broken in, beautiful jacket, jersey, whatever, right?
Exactly. You take anything, you know, and that's a tough thing too, to find a garment, especially with the amount of reflective necessary, the quality and the placement is pretty tough.
Awesome. So I want to find this. Where am I going to order it from? Are the dealers having it yet? Is it online? Where am I going to get the information?
Yeah, we've got our website, www.brilliantreflective.com. We sell it on there, and then it's also got a store locator. of where we sell it in all the different stores across the country.
Awesome, awesome. Great idea. Great thing here. And you got prime placement as people are walking down the tunnel here. Wait till Saturday to see if you guys are just bombed.
Oh, I'm sure we will be. This is a great show. We always love coming here.
Yeah, and today the weather's cooperating.
Tell me about it. It was a little windy yesterday, but we're...
What was that? I think it's the first time I was just in the weather forecast last night. They were like, yeah, we have gale force winds coming through all day. I'm all like, yeah, we were in it. We know. Oh, yeah. Anyway, today's a much beautiful day. If you haven't, come on up to see Audie. You got to check this place out. Thanks so much for talking for me, Chuck. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
So, yeah, we were in gale force winds for the most part. Almost the entire trip up in Big Bear, we were actually... I'm not Big Bear, Sea Otter. I'm thinking Big Bear. I was just at Big Bear. Sea Otter was like just nuts with the weather. I'm not sure why that just turned on. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, it was insane up there. What was going on with the weather? I don't think I've ever been up there when it's been like that. But yeah, everybody was actually, you know, dressed ready for summer. It's Sea Otter. It's always warm and stuff like that. And we were hitting up Target looking for jackets, sweaters, and long pants. So that was insane. It was insane up there, that's for sure. So so brilliant reflective. You know, one of the things is you can custom design your own reflectiveness and add it to your jacket, and it's kind of inconspicuous because you can add it into the jacket, and you can match the colors based on, you know, whatever you're dealing with. You can make them accent pieces and whatnot during regular conditions, but as soon as light hits it, it actually becomes that reflectiveness that draws attention. So you get very creative, and it's got what they call, you know, a couple of different options. It's a sticker and adhesive. This is good for sticking on things, but it's also got a what they call low heat glue for iron-on transfer, and it's pretty sturdy. I've added a few strips to a couple of different garments that I have, and it blends in with the material. It stretches with it, moves with it, and then it adds that extra element of reflectiveness, which I've been looking for. So it's been a really great item. Alrighty, so now let's go into another new favorite of mine that I've really enjoyed thoroughly. The Hanski gloves, and I'm sure, I think we mentioned these before, but I mean, they're just worth a second mention. These are the perfect summertime gloves, and we'll go into a little bit more about what the Hanski gloves are all about.
Alrighty, so cruising around, day two here in Sea Otter, 2019 Sea Otter Classic here in the Vendors Expo, and I've run into Hanski gloves. Now, I think that's exactly how it sounds. Hanski. And I'm here with Ard, who is going to talk about their line. And it's a really interesting line of gloves you got here. Tell us more about everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started Hanski as an artist collaboration platform. So we just designed the gloves, and we work with all kinds of creative people in the bike industry to design the graphics on the gloves. For our latest collection, we worked with some bike painters, some of the best in the country, and we asked them to design a glove first. And after that, we gave him a budget to paint a bike to match. So it's hard on radio, but...
Oh, no. There are going to be pictures up. I'm going to put pictures up to show the gloves and the bikes and everything to go along. We're probably going to do a video on this one as well. So take a look on the Facebook page for the videos. But their line of gloves, it's actually a very nice minimalist glove, very simple glove, good tactile features, touchscreen compatible. It's got a really cool on the palm of the glove, and I'll have the pictures up for you to check it out. It's got a bunch of little H's, but that's actually the grip. That's the material that assists with grip. And the fit is really nice and snug and comfortable. It felt like a really good, warm spring summer glove, right?
Exactly. You took all the marketing words out of my mouth.
Well, then you can put me on your payroll, dude, and we'll talk. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, the glove is really designed to fit like a surgical glove. To avoid bunching up in the grips, we've got the fingers even pre-curved, so they sort of already set you up for grabbing your bars, and there's no padding at all. So yeah, nowadays people want to get the comfort from their grips more than the gloves to get that best tactile feeling for the gloves.
Yeah, and one thing, he's right. It's everybody's going to less padding because actually the padding tends to cause pressure points in some people, and I know for me, certain bikes I do like a light pad. a little bit in the abrasion areas, but for the most part, I'm very minimalist myself. So these are found, I found these on social media, on Facebook. I remember running them there, but if I don't have Facebook and I'm not on Facebook, or some people are not on Facebook, where else can we get all the information on all your gloves and the product and what models you're doing right now?
If you don't find us on at WearHansky on Instagram or Facebook, then we have HanskyGloves.com on the web, or you can just come to El Paso, Texas to find us.
Yeah, El Paso. Uh-huh. Anyway, are you in any dealers yet, or is it mostly all online?
We're big part consumer direct, but we work with a few dealers in the country. We're trying to keep that limited, but we know the company's only 1 year old, so we'll see how that grows over.
All right, so see, we're breaking them right now. This is 1 year. We're bringing them out. You're already on Bike Sport Radio after being here 1 year. That's a good thing, okay? So anyways, thanks a lot for that. I'll have some pictures up, some videos up of the bikes. They're really gorgeous bikes. They match the gloves. So hey, you know, buy a pair of gloves. You can go get your bike painted to match your gloves. Anyway, Art, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming by.
So, yeah, the Hansky gloves, let me just tell you, wow is all I can say is wow. They are just utterly amazing at the feel, the fit. I mean, and right now, like I said, I wear gloves no matter what the temperature is, hot or cold. And let me tell you, I wore them the other day, about 100 degree temp, and these guys were rocking. I mean, they were just fine. I had no problem with it. They're very comfortable. I mean, you almost forget you're wearing them. They are very snug, and they definitely fit like a second skin. But they're just, you know something that gloves have gone away from is having that terry cloth around the thumb area to wipe yourself, like wipe the sweat or whatever. And they have plenty of really soft terry cloth that clean, you know, just, it helps. It's kind of a nice feature that a lot of gloves have gone away from. They'll give you a small little strip of it. I mean, but these have actually gotten quite a bit. And it's kind of like someone said the other day, whoa, those look like really hot gloves. But then I was like, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even remember them wearing them. They're so comfortable. They're so smooth. And the palm is just form-fitting. I almost want to say it feels like wearing a golf club. A golf glove. I'm thinking golf right now. Look at it, I'm telling you. It feels, it's just like that second skin on your hands, and they're just so comfortable. And I just wear them on every bike, mountain bike, road bike, gravel bike. It doesn't matter. They're on my hands, and especially when it's warm outside, they're just a very minimalist glove. They're wondrous, and they're beautiful, beautiful designs on them. Very unique. And the bikes they had painted, you know, with those collaborations with the artists, they were beautiful, gorgeous works of art. So the gloves match that. So you can, you know, once, like I said, you know, buy a pair of gloves and get your bike painted to match. Why not? You know, you want to be a roller that way, right? So anyways, yeah. We're also going to go and move from the gloves into, where are we going next here? Let's go talk to, this was kind of a cool item. You know, it's funny how you run into products and you just think, oh God, it's the first time I've heard of them. No, it's the first time I've actually paid attention to it. They've been around forever. But let me tell you, I've gotten firsthand to check out this product line from Hydro Flask. And I'll tell you, that stuff is no joke. Definitely worth the coins required. But I'll get some more info. This Hydro Flask is a really good company. There's a lot behind them. So take a listen, maybe.
All right, so I'm starting off day two of my sea otter adventures super early in the morning. I think earlier than I should be, but it's worth it. I'm here with Lucas from Hydro Flask. They just launched a new water hydration pack, but this one's very unique. I'm gonna let Lucas fill us in on this, but that's an awesome company. They're providing us with breakfast, coffee, on this cool, chilly morning. But Lucas, tell us about these wonderful packs you came up with.
Yeah, so Hydro Flask itself, we're obviously known for keeping things hot or cold with water bottles, growlers, coffee cups, that sort of thing. So we definitely consider ourselves experts in insulation. And so we wanted to parlay that insulation expertise into a new form factor with hydration packs. There's a lot of great hydration packs on the market, and we're certainly not trying to emulate anything that's already out there. but take what we know we're really good at and put that into a hydration pack. And so with these packs, we've got a 10 liter and a 20 liter pack that we call the Journey Series. And the intention is to keep water icy cold for 4 hours or more while you're on the trail.
And, you know, as we were looking through the construction of the pack, this is the first time we're seeing it, it's really well thought out. And one of the questions, you look at it and you kind of go, well, wait a minute, that looks like that could be a weak point. And they're like, no, check this out. It's solid, it's riveted. And it's actually the detail in this pack is you don't see very often.
Yeah, and I think that goes across our whole product lineup. It's, you know, we're very known for very sleek, nice, simple design, but it's very intentional, and everything has a purpose and a point, and there's not a lot of, you know, extra gadgets or doodads or anything like that. And with these, they are very sleekly designed, but there's a lot of intention behind it, like I mentioned. And so we've got a system that we're calling the cold flow system, and it's basically four parts that map up to keeping the water really cold. The first is we partnered with Hydropack to make an insulated bladder. And then with that bladder even too, we're trying to kind of change the perception of how people put water into a hydration pack. And so typically I think most of us in the past have always, you know, just stuck it under our sink and then stuffed it in our pack, threw it in our car or directly on our backs and went. But now we've got a fill line with ice, and so we're encouraging people to put a little bit of ice in it and then top it off with water at another fill line, and then put it in a reflective insulated neoprene sleeve in the pack itself. And then all the zippers are watertight, seamed or taped seams and everything like that too. And then with that, and then the last component is an articulated back panel that gets it off your back, so it gets some nice airflow in between your body and the pack itself to not heat up the bladder that way. And those four factors we call the cold flow system to keep water icy cold for 4+ hours.
And, you know, everybody thinks, oh, it's easy to come up with a pack to throw a bladder in, but these guys go the other way around. They really thought about everything. It's like, what's going to create that heat on that bladder, getting it off the body? And not only getting it off the body for you, does it help the water stay cool, it helps you stay cool because now you got some air space in between there. So I'm wearing it right now, you know, it's empty, but I'm wearing it and just feeling the strap system's really comfortable, adjustable, you know, enough strap to go around. And the sizing, so you actually have a, I guess, small, medium, and then a medium large, right?
Yeah, so we've got a couple different sizes. We've got two capacity sizes of a 10 liter and a 20 liter, and then two torso sizes, a small, medium, and a medium large, just to give a bit of variety for people and their choices. And, you know, in terms of the volumes, it kind of just depends on how people like to ride, whether some people carry a lot of gear on their bikes already with, you know, with maybe a frame bag or anything else, and then other people like to just carry it on their back. So giving consumers choices.
Yeah, no, and it's really good. And I mean, if you're a backpacker, you know the importance of having a really well-fit pack. So, and you know, it's like, why didn't you think about that with your you know, hydration pack as well, that not everybody fits the same hydration pack? So that's really good thinking on this, you know, the sizing of the pack frame, the frame itself, the whole structure. I look forward to really getting this guy through the paces. One thing, you know, I noted, they said in the construction of it, the seams are really sealed in, and that's something that's important, especially if you ride in dusty conditions. You put stuff in there, you want to keep it clean. And I was actually talking and said, I think I'm gonna go try this out on my dirt bike, on my motorcycle as well, because I think it's gonna work for that. So really great product. Where can we find the entire line? You just got some of the things here. I fell in love with a cooler over there. I gotta go look at that. But you guys got quite a bit of things. Where can we get all the info?
Yeah, so you can find everything on our website, hydroflask.com. We also sell at thousands of retailers around the country. And the packs themselves, the Journey Series, the hydration packs, just launched about less than 2 weeks ago. So they're fresh on the market. Okay. But there should be, you know, a lot of bike retailers or outdoor retailers where you can find those. Or you can visit hydroflask.com and find a dealer close to you through there.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Lucas, for the time, and thanks for everything this morning and feeding us journalists here. And if you had heater, that'd be even better. But
I know, right?
We're all waiting for the sun to come up. All righty, have a great one today.
All right, thank you very much.
So, Lucas, you never know who you're talking to when you're doing interviews. This guy's like the mastermind behind Hydro Flask. Great guy. We actually went out right after that and did a ride with Specialized Bikes on their e-bikes. And we were just ripping up the trails over there on the e-bike race course. And just big old grins on our faces. I'll tell you, those e-bikes are just way too much fun. And I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that hate them, but man, I'll tell you, they definitely brought, they're bringing mountain biking into the mass from, you know, to more people. And the whole thing is we got to grow the sport. But anyway, that's for another debate, another discussion. Anyway, back to our friends at Hydro Flask. So let me just tell you that pack is no joke. It is guaranteed to keep that water as ice cold as you can tolerate. The design is awesome. It's a really clean, simple pack. I mean, a lot of simplicity, but a lot of thought. The fit is great. I mean, I got it sized exactly the way I want it. I'm not a fan of packs. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't like riding with hydro packs on. I don't like any type of thing on my back when I ride. A couple reasons, but you know, one thing is they're usually really hot. And this guy here, I've worn it, and I'm so impressed with it. But I've used it also for hiking, and like, you know, day hikes, and you know, with the warm temperatures. Heck, man, just wearing that thing to the county fair as I'm walking around in the heat. I mean, I've got 4 hours worth of cold water, and it's actually been able to go even longer. The water doesn't get hot; it stays cool. And you know, it's funny, as I was like, God, I know I've seen the name, I've seen the symbol around before, and yeah, where was I? I was at REI, and there's a whole crud load of Hydro Flask product in there. And heck, I started even looking in my cabinet. I've got Hydro Flask tumblers, so I kind of started laughing, going, oh my God, I've known about this place, but not known about everything. Yeah, they do have some really nice coolers as well. Just like carry your product out, you know, out and about. So take a look at their line. It's just a phenomenal line, well thought, well. But there's also a lot of philanthropy behind Hydro Flask. They give a lot back into the communities. They were doing some fundraising there at Sea Otter while we were there. And it just is, they're an amazing company. I love these companies that do awesome products and then they give back and they don't forget. So it's really cool, really nice. It was great for Lucas to take the time to talk to me, and we hung out and got to know each other and, you know, kept running into each other. And it was just really neat. It was really neat to see everything that they had to offer. So, you know, I wish them the best continuing with their growth. They've really got some nice product line. You know, it's not the cheapest thing on the market, but then again, you get what you pay for. There's some serious quality behind their product line. And, you know, hey, if you take your outdoor, you know, seriousness, you know, you buy the best and you will not have any problems with it. So a stand-up company, stand-up products, and I don't think you have any problems. Like I said, this pack, the Journey Series pack, has just been a great addition to my stable of hydration. Actually, on my longer days, I'm actually using that quite often. So, yeah, you know, it's been getting hot and has, you know, got to really keep hydrated and go from there. So, let's see, going on to our next guy. So we're going to move in. We're going to go a couple of different directions now. Now, I want to, this was a product that I really didn't think I would ever see any good use for. And I was wrong. When I started talking to them and finding out what they were all about, I thought this was only like a downhillers product, you know, like a enduro rider, you know, gravity pilot type situation. It turns out, no, it's not. And this is from our interview with Kush Kaur.
All right, I'm here with Kenny from Kush Kaur. Now, it's for everybody. It's not just a downhill group. And Kenny's going to tell us why there's some great benefits to having this in your tires. And he'll tell you exactly what Kush Kaur is. So in case you don't know, now you're going to find out. Take it away, sir.
Well, Kush Kaur is a lot of things. It's a inner tire suspension system, which was originally developed for the suspension aspects. But of course, there's a lot of other benefits to Kush Kaur, which include improved cornering performance, dampening of vibration and impacts, rim and tire protection, of course, better control overall in technical sections. It was originally developed for more the enduro gravity scene, and our original Kush Kaur was for that with 26, 27.5, and 29. But we've recently added several other models, which include our Plus versions, 27.5 Plus, which we released last fall. And we have a new 29 Plus coming here in the next 3 to 4 weeks. We also are just adding an XC version and a gravel version. The XC 29 is a little lighter than our original Cush Core, which is now called Pro, was about 250 grams per wheel. And the new XC version will be about 148 grams. It's designed for, of course, XC riding, but also light trail riding. And for people that might not be feel that they need the protection of the full insert or the performance benefits of the gravity version. So it allows them to run it in narrower tires. Actually, the range is 1.9 to 2.5 millimeter tires. So.
So let me go into a little bit about what Cush Core is. So Cush Core is an insert. It's a, I want to say foam, but it's obviously more involved than just a foam insert. But it goes in into your tire, sits between your tire and the rim, and it basically creates this inner core inside of the tire. So it takes up some of the volume you have, and therefore allowing you to run a little lower pressures without running the risk of slamming your tire into your rim and either slicing up your tire, pinch flatting or whatnot. So that's primarily what it was. But as we've been talking about it, it's actually become, it's a product that actually allows you to create this kind of part of your suspension. It helps you to adjust and tune your suspension because it takes a couple of the elements out of the tire. So you're not dealing with a super squishy tire that's moving underneath you. This way you can get good feedback from your suspension, know whether it's working or not, or if it's just your tire faking you out for the most part, if I'm correct on that, right?
Exactly.
So we just spent some time talking about it. We want to talk about the Cush Core because it's something that I think, like I said, the Gravity crew is really into it. They know about it. But as an XC trail rider, all-around rider, we still, you know, I'm still pushing as fast, if not faster in times, and our tires really do need to become part of the suspension, not, you know, something we're fighting against.
Yeah, and most people automatically think it's about rim and tire protection, and that is, like I said, one of the benefits, but the suspension aspects are key. Better control when you're riding, you know, rocky technical sections. That's something that a lot of people don't really look at the tires being an air spring, but it's basically an undamped air spring. And so we put the Cush Core in there, and that helps to dampen those the spring, control rebound and compression, and gives you better control in those technical situations. So I notice it most when I'm riding hard corners. I notice that I don't get that roll halfway through the corner when I'm pushing hard, and that I better transition through those corners. And where we ride in Bend, I mean, we're riding, it's like a slalom trail, so we're railing corners all the time. That's where we really notice it. Like you said, we can run lower pressures. Typically, a rider can run about 5 PSI less than they normally would. And this is something, you know, we talked to a lot of people that run 40 PSI, 35 PSI still, but typically with Cush Core, I run 20 in my rear tire and about 18 in the front. So I have better control, and I'm not burping my tire under hard cornering, and I also have that the dampening effect as well.
So it actually, it helps your suspension work more consistently, and offers you, of course, you running lower pressure means more traction, more stability in the tire, but it just keeps that constant. It keeps that constant reaction in the tire.
It's also, so, we found, we did some data acquisition testing recently, we found that it's, the tire now is damping a lot of these the smaller hits and the smaller impacts, and that's not being submitted into the suspension. So your suspension is 16% more efficient. So because your tire only has to move a small amount when it hits a small bump, but when your suspension hits that, it's got to move all the way through the wheel, and everything has to move up. and so you're a lot more efficient in your small and medium sized pumps and high frequency pumps.
So it's definitely a great add-on, and like I said, there's and it's not a weight penalty either. It's about as heavy as actually putting an inner tube in the tire, so it's really not that much. So for the benefits, it's definitely worth it. Retail wise, starting price for these kits starts at
$149 before tax. That's a set with two of our valves as well, which have a special hole so that air goes out or underneath the cushion.
And one of the things we did look at is like, oh my gosh, that's going to add to the difficulty of mounting a tire. The reality is it's not any more difficult than mounting a tire regularly with an inner tube. So there's a couple videos on their website, I believe, on how to mount the tire. Pretty straightforward. I just saw it myself. They have their special valve stem that puts the air in there. It's an awesome setup. Where's the website to get all the info on this?
www.cushcore.com.
There you go. Thank you so much, Kenny, for talking to me and enlightening me about Cushcore. It was awesome.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
And as I said, Cushcore is not just for the downhill rider. So, you know, there were a couple products being marketed here and there about inserting foam into things and trying to prevent, you know, tire rim damage, basically, from hard impacts. The reality is Cushcore was actually designed to eliminate a lot of the tire influence on suspension tuning. It's about giving you a constant base. Now, the object here is with a constant starting point, for example, your tires contacting the ground, that's the initial suspension on your bike. So the object there is, if you have that constant, then your input into your suspension is going to be consistent, so you can tune it accurately. So if you're really into like getting the most out of your bike and you're really into in tune with suspension tuning and things like that, you have variables, lower air pressures, you go up to altitude, pressures change, things like that. And so you need to have a consistent base. So what settings work at one level don't work at another. So especially people like, you know, think about people who are on the World Cup, you know, traveling to different locations for races, those who go up into the high altitude elevations to do races, that, and they fluctuate a lot. You need to have a consistent base, otherwise the bike's not going to feel right. And people who are really part of their bicycle, and you know, people who compete or just are in tune, are going to know there's something not quite right. Like, you know when something's wrong. You know when you're running a couple PSI too low. So with the Cushcore product, you can actually eliminate that variable. You can make that constant. So it's always, you know that this is going to be there. A couple of the extra added benefits. Tires are getting really super light now, and they're getting very flexible. And it's good and bad. It's offering you a lot of traction, a lot of control, a lot of, you know, things like that. You're getting lighter. Well, what comes with light is you usually end up with a tire that, you know, you moves a lot, and that could be unnerving to a lot of people. I'm running a set of tires that are fairly soft now, and I can see the sidewall move, especially under hard cornering, and it kind of gets unnerving. When we installed this Cushcore, it went away. It took the volume up inside of the tire, so now I have less air volume, and it's stiffening up the tire a bit, so that I'm getting the true accurate grip and performance from the tire now. It just stays on rails, it tracks properly, it bites properly. It's a great addition, and there's a little bit of weight penalty. I'm not going to lie and say that, well, it's, you know, it's you're not going to notice it. You kind of don't notice it, to be honest with you. I mean, you notice it if you pick the bike up. You're like, oh, it feels a little heavier. But at the same time, you know, weight's not everything. It's a combination of, you know, get the puppy rolling and stay consistent. You know, what you probably lose in adding the extra weight is actually, it's negated by the fact that your tires are going to be more efficient. Your suspension's going to be more efficient. And you're going to get there faster. So it's got some little trade-offs. Installing them is a little challenging. I can't lie. I watched the videos. I did one there at Sea Otter, and then when I got home, I forgot. But just reviewed the videos, and you know, it's different, but it's doable. It's not really that hard. just follow the directions. I mean, I'm not going to give you this anything. Just do what it says in the videos. I mean, to be honest with you, that's really the ticket. They've done their homework. They've done the research. They've put many of these things on, and you know, it's there. So go for it. You know, try them out though. I have the XC versions. They do have a gravel version coming out, or I think it may be out by now. I can't remember. I'll have to check on their website for it. And I could definitely see the advantage in gravel. I mean, man, it's amazing how much that would help in gravel, actually. So, yeah, definitely want to take a look at those for your gravel bikes, for sure. I'm running mine in an XC bike, and like I said, I like it. I think they're worth the investment. I'm going to see how long they last. That's my durability question right now. So far, so good. And, you know, I've actually had to reduce the amount of sealant I have in the tires. They are sealant compatible, so at least with my sealant. And, yeah, so we haven't had any issues with it. Okay, so now let's go into, good old Fred's at Lazine. We may have played that one, so I'm going to skip that one. Hold on, actually, till I make sure. But let's talk to our friends at Knight Rider. How's that? We have a night race coming out. Hey, hey, take a look at some Knight Rider lights.
Okay, so I am here at the Knight Rider booth and checking out. Now we're on day two here. I've still got energy. I've still got some skipping my feet for probably another two more interviews and then I'm done for the day. But anyways, I'm here with Jason and Leo, and Leo's easy to remember because that's my brother's name. So anyways, checking out the new stuff from Knight Rider. And one of the things we've noticed a big trend to is the lights going into just being self-contained units, which is a great thing. No more having to carry extra batteries. And still getting the same run times, same efficiency, same bright lights. You've got a new one out here. Tell me about the new one.
It's going to be the Lumina Dual 1800. It's going to give you 1800 lumens on the highest setting. Highest setting is going to run about an hour and a half. Medium is going to run about 3 hours. Low is around six. Another key feature with the Dual is its beam pattern is more of the wide beam pattern, even light. Kind of stepping away from the spot beam mostly.
Yeah, so a lot of the single light bulbs tend to be more of a round single spot, kind of fades out at the end, gives you a little bit of throw. This is a dual beam light, so this is going to give you more of a rectangular slash kind of, hope, you know, get that wide and that throw at the same time, right?
Yep, correct. Yep.
Now Leo's over there quiet because he's a sales guy. So now, talk to me about the new taillights you guys come out with as well.
Okay, new for 2019 is our Century Aero taillight. The Century Aero is the first light that we've made that has a collimator that throws out light in three different directions. So whether you're to the left or to the right of the bicycle or directly behind it, you're going to get a nice even beam pattern. It's almost like a cone of light coming out from behind the bike.
And that's really huge right now, because not only do we want to be seen from behind, we want to be seen from the sides as well. And that's something that a lot of lighting companies really, they kind of, if they do it, it's an afterthought. Oh, accidentally the light's going wide, but in this case it's purposely targeting that side profile.
Exactly. And there's been a lot of popularity amongst the road riders with arrow-shaped frames, arrow road bikes, time trial bikes. It has a nice little arrow profile, and it tends to look pretty good. We include three different size straps with the light, so no matter if you have a Cervelo arrow bike or your Specialized Vinge road bike, it'll snap right on. No problem.
It's going to fit the profile. It's not going to stick out too bad. It's going to go with the lines. You know, roadies are. Wait, I'm one of those too. Never mind. We're not that bad. So now the other thing you have here. What was that other little light we were looking at? The what is that called?
The Omega 300.
The Omega 300 is really cool. It's even got a disco mode. So if you feel like breaking down to some Saturday Night Live or some Bee Gees or whatever, crack that out and put it in the mirror, right?
Yep, that's right.
See, that's what these guys do after hours. I see the beer back there. I'm not telling anybody. Anyways, so Knight Rider's been around forever. We've used them not only in the bicycle industry, but in the motorcycles as well. A lot of the Baja 1000 riders use them on their helmets. They're just that bright. It's enough light to do it. Great line of products. The other thing is most of the Lumina line has been upgraded. They've gone up a little bit more in their lumen output. So they're just constantly improving as the technology gets better, battery life gets better. They're staying the same and getting brighter, right?
That's right. Whether you need a light for high performance or just to be safe and be seen around town, we've got a light for you.
All right, check it out. So we want to go get all this information. We want to look up at all these wonderful lights you have and get prices and who sells them and who's got them in stock and where to order them from. I'm going to what website?
KnightRider.com.
That's just way too easy, right? KnightRider.com. I was waiting for him to say something fancy like into the night, KnightRider.com. But no, it's KnightRider.com. You guys have been great sports. You guys didn't want to do this, I could tell. But I'm going to always draw you guys in. We're going to have some fun doing the interviews. Great, great product line as always. They always stand behind their stuff. Can't go wrong with KnightRider. Guys, thanks a lot for everything, having and putting up with me. And now I'm going to go pass out somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for coming by.
And I was not kidding when I said I want to go pass out somewhere. I was so tired. And a lot of these, you can't really tell what time of day it was when I was interviewing. So I try to kind of stay in a consistent mode. But, oh, my God, I think that was one of my last ones on day two. And I was just like, oh, where's my bed? Where's my food? I was hungry. I think it was hot. I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, ready to be done with this place. So, yeah, they were it was really cool. I mean, it was KnightRider's just, you know, simplifying the lighting system. And it is true. Most light manufacturers now with battery technology are able to get smaller batteries, LED efficiency, and they're just like making everything more compact, lighter weight. You don't have to carry this huge pack and have to worry about it, you know, unplugging and things like that. You're just now, everything's compact and it's great. And they still do have the option where you can add on an extra battery pack to get just that much more capacity. You can also get some super bright lights using that, and it's lightweight, so it's not less than the weight of a full water bottle. So yeah, KnightRider is still there kicking, and it is very competitive in the light world now. There's a couple of small companies that are creating some just amazing lighting technology, and they're using a lot of this, you know, the riders, you know, we create what we need. And it's kind of nice to see that people are actually paying attention now to the optics and the light being thrown to the ground is being used appropriately. It's being placed where it needs to be. You know, it used to just be put this big giant circle of light in front of you, and you know, but now it's elongated. It's got, you know, shapes and whatnot to go with your writing style. Okay, so now let's go ahead and let's talk to our friends at Pirelli. Yes, Pirelli, believe it or not, Pirelli is making bike tires. And I've actually run a few, so I'll give you my feedback on them after you listen to them.
All right, a couple months ago, I had the opportunity to ride some Pirelli P0 Velo road tires, and I thought they were awesome. It was like having like a full-blown MotoGP tire on my road bike. I just could go anywhere, do everything. Tried to break them loose and they just stuck, and I thought these are the best tires in the world. And what does Pirelli go and do? They go and decide to make a couple more different tires, tubular, tubeless for the road, and then they release a whole line of mountain bike tires. What are you guys doing over here at Pirelli? You guys trying to take all my money?
That's right, yeah. We want to do it correct. Because if you'd asked us last year if we're going to do mountain bike tires, we would have told you no, right? So this year, first we introduced the Cinerato, which is our new tubeless road tire. And then we took our technology from our moto experience with the Scorpion tires that you buy on your moto bikes, and we moved that over into a mountain bike tire. So we have four different versions for different terrains, from hard to medium or mixed terrain, and then soft terrain. And then we have a rear tire specific.
And one of the benefits, we were talking about this earlier, is that compound is what's important here. This is a competition tire. I mean, this is one of those tires where you're going to get maximum performance out of it. It's going to work. To say that hard terrain tire will still cross over into a mixed terrain, but it's primarily targeted towards a certain type of event, certain type of riding. You're going to get maximum performance out of it.
That's right. It's hard for your listeners to see, obviously.
Oh, no, it won't be, because I'll have pictures and video
right.
up.
Okay, great, great. But there is definitely a difference in the tread design for each style.
We use the same compound through the entire tread. So whatever you start with as a new tire, you have that same stickiness as you wear it down all the way to the core.
And that was important. We were talking about that because tires lose their efficient, they lose their effectiveness once they get rounded, once those knobs lose that sharp edge. So by them staying with the same compound of rubber through the entire construction of that knob and into that casing there, the rubber's going to stay the same all the way through. It's going to wear evenly and hopefully not chunk up. I mean, that's inevitable. It can happen on any tire, but hopefully less with the proper compound.
Right. We took our Moto technology, which is the first thing we have to prevent, is we have to prevent everybody from tearing the little knobs off the tires, right? So we got that covered. Then we take this new technology that keeps the knobs squared off, because once you round off a knob, it's worthless almost at that point. So they're going to be nice deep knobs, and they're going to wear evenly and square all the way down to the core. So you can run them as long as possible. A lot of our competition's tires, after the first or second ride, they lose their stickiness. They start to round off, and it really does affect the ride of the bike.
So yeah, and it's a definitely a great line here. I see the rear specific, and yeah, the knobs get a little larger depending on the terrain. They get a little smaller, faster, more compact for more speed, less rolling resistance. So definitely got a whole line of tires here in all the common sizes: 29.22, 29.24, and 27.5.26. So you've got a tire for most sizes right now. These are just the ones on display, so I'm sure there's a few more.
That's right, and these are the first three sizes that are going to be delivered this month. So you'll be able to purchase these three sizes in April and May, and then we will have some more sizes coming in the summer. So June, July, by the time we talk next year, we'll have every size you can think of, but we need to hit the major sizes right now.
And these are the real common XC sizes and all mountain sizes right now. And then the road, like I said, road tubeless, it had to go that way. It's the new trend. If you haven't ridden road tubeless, it's an amazing ride. It definitely is. So if you thought mountain bike tubeless was amazing, wait till you get onto the road. And I can't imagine this Pirelli tubeless. I'm itching at that one right now. So anyways, tell us where we get the entire line of Pirelli tires for the mountain bike industry, because if you type in Pirelli, you're going to end up looking at car tires. Where do we find the stuff out for the bicycles?
So you can go to the Pirelli website, and then they have a bicycle-specific side of it. And, of course, you'll have to pick English because they've got plenty of it there. But I've also given you a card that you can print up on your website that says where you can go now, and your listeners can use the discount to get 15% off on road and mountain tires for the next 3 weeks.
And definitely take a look on the Facebook page. Take a look on there, and I'll have the page, the coupon up. It'll be up a little sooner, so make sure we get everybody in on it. Anyways, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
So yeah, it was kind of cool. The Pirelli line, you know, it's interesting because it's definitely a targeted tire. So it's one that when it comes to their dirt, you know, they it's really hard to make one tire that does everything. And going into their Moto experience, I've run their Moto tires before, and one of the things I noticed is, you know, you do need to pick a tire based on where you're going to ride. If you get too soft of a tire and you're riding a lot of rocks, you're going to chunk that tire up in no time. You're going to notice, though, they're just sticky as all can be, but you know, the tire's not going to last you very long. So it's kind of cool to be able to tune your ride. So like if you're really serious, to say, for example, you're a really serious enduro racer and, you know, you're running for the championships and, you know, the terrain's going to vary every venue you go to. You've got very specific tires. You've got a rear drive tire, you got front tires, and they're designed to work in conjunction with each other based on the terrain. So, you know, they change the compounds of the rubber to work best in that given terrain. So it's very interesting. It's nice that they're keeping their consistency. I am going to look forward to getting a set of test tires eventually. Like I said, I've ridden the Pirelli road tire. It was just such a smooth, buttery ride, and that was the non-tubeless version that I rode first, and it was a tubed version. It was super lightweight, super fast tire. They roll like this, you know, they're very efficient, and it grabbed in all conditions. A very confidence-inspiring tire. It's very competitive out there with tires right now. you know, I don't want to bring the other brand in because this is about Pirelli at the moment, but it's super competitive right now. The tire technology is going into another world. So it's going to be, they're vying for the money and they're vying for your, basically, you know, your loyalty to the brands, because they're getting all pretty darn close. They're all getting pretty darn equal. It's getting really hard to find something that just doesn't work anymore. They're really spending the time. All the manufacturers are, whoa, that was weird. I have no idea what that was. So anyway, something just went buzzing off in here. So, yeah, you never know. Live radio, what do you expect? Anyways, so now let's go ahead and take a look at our next thing. And we're going to probably call this the last one for this. So we're going to listen in to an interview from Kogel Bearings. This should have been with the Hansky gloves. And I'll explain to you at the end of this, but there'll be a connection. You'll see.
All right, so after I'm done talking to Art over there, I find out he's also related to Kogel, but Kogel, right? And now he's busy, so I've got Sam. And Sam and I have been talking bearings and bikes and racing and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. I like this guy's mentality. But anyways, tell us about Kogel Bearings, because it's actually a pretty neat bearing you guys got here, a nice system you got.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, thanks for stopping by. Kogel essentially was a brand that was founded on the idea of creating a high-end ceramic bearing. As former shop, mechanic, and Art himself, also a shop owner, we always were disappointed with, you know, these high-end bicycles coming with plastic bottom brackets. And as you know, the bottom bracket is an important part of the bicycle. That's where all your power to, you know, your power is at, and it's essentially the transmission of a bicycle. It's the heart. So we took that, you know, into the design process, and our philosophy is to essentially fit every crank and every frame without having to use plastic anywhere in that part of the bicycle. So we use high quality materials, and of course, you know, the foundation of it was creating high end ceramic bearings that not only, obviously friction is very important, but that not only is focused on friction, but it also on the durability. So this is where we're changing the game. You know, we're creating different seal types for different disciplines, whether it's cross, mountain bike, or if you're just focused on road, we have a low friction seal. And of course, in the internals are all made with the highest attainable ceramics, and in steels that match the harness of the ceramic itself. So the foundation was the bearing. We trickled that into our bottom brackets with the same design philosophy in using the highest possible materials, quality materials, and then again just putting the bottom bracket outside the frame so that it creates a more stable platform. And what that also does, it reduces the wear because of the stability.
So and that's something, like you said, this, we don't think much about the drag that's from our bearings and stuff. There is always an element of drag. So, you know, and we don't think much about it over a short period of time. But, you know, once you start getting into longer rides and more competitive, where every watt is so important, you know, it's like you can get beat by half a watt because that other guy has that much more advantage, or that other rider has that much more advantage over you. So, you know, this is like you said, it's the transmission of the bike. So they not only do they have the bottom brackets, but they have, you know, the pulley wheels for the derailleur. Because surprisingly, we have these beautiful high-end derailleurs with plastic, you know, pulleys with a little metal sleeve and a dust cover over it. And you're just thinking, that's totally, you know, doesn't seem like it belongs there, right?
Correct. And again, that's going back to our initial philosophy, is get rid of plastic, you know, use aluminum material. And essentially what we're doing here is it adds to the transmission. It's part of the transmission, you know, the drivetrain. So every little part of the drivetrain that we can, you know, get an advantage of, we'll definitely do it. And as we're introducing here at Sea Otter, we're also going oversized. So, you know, we're trying to increase not only friction from the bearing, or decrease it, sorry, but also from the pulley wheel size.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe, you know, smaller gears wear out faster. There's more resistance as it goes around and makes that sharp turn. So even though we've got, you know, the really good high quality chains now that really pivot freely and can make those tight corners, why? When if you increase that diameter, you're actually creating less resistance. So it makes total sense. And most of the bikes can be retrofitted to that, right?
That is correct. So that is also, as former mechanics, we want to make the mechanics' life easy. So all of our pulley wheel systems will fit on existing cages. No need for replacement cages.
So see, there you go. We're set. You can upgrade your bike and just save yourself that energy. Keep things fresh. More importantly, add longevity to your drivetrain. Don't have to take it apart as often. Don't have to clean it out as often. And it's going to hold up. And hopefully, precision tolerance is here, so we don't have the creaking that's notorious with, you know, fiber bikes to aluminum bottom brackets, right?
Correct. So that was another part of the design process was we build everything within the specifications set by basically SRAM's standards, but they are slightly oversized, and that's how we get rid of any creaking issues. And like I said, putting the bearings as much as you can on the outside of the frame so that it reduces that possibility.
Awesome. Great job. Great job. Great designs. Awesome products. Now, here's the downside, though. A little bit of a downside, if any. There's not a lot, but they're definitely not on the cheap side. You are going to pay for them. But it's not too bad if you think about the long, grand scheme of things here, how much life you're adding to your drivetrain, how much less maintenance you're going to have to do. So it actually will end up paying for itself.
Those are very good points. I always think of this, it's an investment. So, you know, as long as you take care of your bearings, and by the way, you know, our warranty is a 2-year, no, very few questions asked. So we got your back no matter the condition.
I was just actually reading that behind your shoulders. There's very few questions asked. I'm sure there's a couple questions.
Yeah, if you install it with the hammer, we might ask one or two questions.
Wait a minute, I didn't do that. Anyways, all right, Sam, well, thanks for taking the time explaining this to me. I've seen it around. I'm kind of like, you know, it's a bearing's a bearing. But what boggled my mind was that ceramic on ceramic. That thing just kept spinning. I'm all like, I need those. I need to have some of those. I'll give you my address. You can send me some.
Absolutely. We'll do. Make sure to swing by our website and read on the articles and check us out. It's www.kogel.cc.
There you go. He was reading my mind, and we needed that website out for our listeners. Sam, thanks a lot for taking the time, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And Sam was such a gracious host. And I will tell you, you know, those Kogel bearings are sweet looking. Oh, my God, they look so good. They look really good on my bike. Sam, if you're hearing, you're going to hear this. You're going to be tagged. I'm waiting for a set. I got 3 bikes. Just kidding. No, seriously, though, there's a really, really sweet setup. Their bottom bracket was phenomenal. And like I said, the ceramic on ceramic bearings, I mean, come on. Those suckers are going to roll forever. But yeah, I have noticed that the longer the rides, you do start feeling that drag. You actually start feeling when the drivetrain starts getting clogged up with dirt. And even when I get some grass, like with everything overgrown right now, especially in the dirt, you start getting that grass stuck in your pulleys, and you can actually feel that resistance. So, especially when you're really on a long grind. Anyway, so yeah, that was, I think it's a great way to end this week's show. We're going to have more shows up. I'm going to get the rest of these recordings in. I've still got about another day's worth of recordings. Probably get another hour out of it. And then we'll get into some really good test reviews and stuff like that on the products we've had. And we've had quite a few so far in getting new stuff in. One of the things, you know, like I said, hydration right now, key, it's important. It is hot outside. Everybody, wherever you're at, I'm noticing the temperatures are going up. It's summer. Stay hydrated. Make sure you're drinking everything you need to take. I know we've gone on a couple rides lately. We've been running out of water, so always know where your water stops, where you can get water. Map it out ahead of time. Anyway, so yeah, that's going to be it for me, and we're going to blast off into end of another show here. So thanks for tuning in to Bikesport Radio, and you know, I'll pass it along and let's grow it. I know I've been out for a little bit. You can still kind of hear a little bit of raspy in my voice, but hey, it is what it is. I gotta get the shows out. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this show, and keep an eye out. We got a Big Bear coming up in a couple weeks. Crafts and Cranks. Got my SoCal Grand Desert Tour out in Cal City. Take a look on that on Facebook in the events. And hope to see you guys out there. We got Rim Nordic in August as well. Not too many mountain bike events. got the Tour de France going on right now. I don't know if I really care to follow it, but anyway, that's what it is. You can take a look at that on NBC Sports. Anyways, that is it for me. I have got no more words, and I'm going to let Terry Nunn finish it out for me. Have a great show. Have a great week, everybody, and ride safe. We'll see you out there next time.